Well, it's not like it sounds. It's I don't think it's right me, personally myself, because child got there, father, woman didn't get pregnant by herself. So he may not be married to him, but he has a father. Not a legitimate father, but he has a father.
You say James is a loving child, but Peggy is even
sweeter.
Or using the word loving, she's even
more loving.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is called a
sometimes called an orphan.
And the person who's appointed to look after the orphans is called its legal
guardian.
And do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You say this town is full of my
relatives.
Anything else you say besides relatives?
Kinfolk.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.
And
a lot of people say kin.
Huh?
A lot of people say kin.
Which you say
the same as relation, it's just slang.
Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Called a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
Yeah.
How do you use it?
Well, you use him anyway, just where you'd use stranger, he's a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Would I be called a foreigner since I'm one from Texas?
Yeah, you could be.
Would it be joking or serious?
Well, it'd be serious. Because you're in foreign territory.
How far away do you have to come from to be a foreigner?
Well, that's just a matter of judgment. I think of customs and ways.
Uh-huh.
You see, just like one state to another, you don't have to go too far to reach the state of Louisiana, but customs are altogether
uh-huh.
different. In Louisiana than they are in Texas, so I think when you change a state, you could be definitely considered a foreigner.
Would West Texas be a foreigner?
No. You see, because Texas falls under the same rule. You know, custom, you may have a little fewer ways of customs, but when you cross from a state line will change drastically. In some areas, you don't, but in the South, a lot of times you do, just like you take a Louisiana is known for its French cuisine and all that kind of stuff. Well, Texas is not.
Yeah.
You see, and then you go from Louisiana, you go to Mississippi, you run into another setup. You leave Mississippi, go to Alabama, you run into another setup.
Yeah.
You see, and then you get on up to Georgia. It's all together. So I think more or less your states, you know, would change quicker than anything else.
Go ahead.
You go to Mexico, your customs, see, you leave one country, but your customs change.
A woman who conducts school in school is called a
school teacher.
Any special name for a woman teacher?
No.
And you say, that's the book that you, what me?
You told me.
What? I don't. Okay. And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because I hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
And talking about something that you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamed of.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have.
Dreams.
Or what I have.
Dreamt. A lot of people say dreamt.
What would you say?
Might say dreamt. Might say dreamed.
Is it on?
Yeah.
You say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And